Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, March 15th, 2011. Well, musician Trevor Dick learned an expensive lesson when he produced his first CD, a lesson that other musicians have also learned along the way. Well, in this, another look at the economics of art, we're going to get an idea of the financial challenges that musicians face. Also joining us today is Elizabeth Sharp, the chair of the Flying Bow Music Ministry, who will be able to talk to us about the ministry and how and why it supports artists. We're going to chat with Trevor and Elizabeth in a few moments, but first, a track from Trevor's first CD, New Beginnings, called Blackberry Jelly. Now to our conversation with Trevor Dick and Elizabeth Sharp. Good evening, Trevor.
Good evening.
And good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening.
Now, let's, Trevor, we'll start with you. When did the thought of making a living as a musician cross your mind?
Well, it was from a pretty young age. From as early as I can remember, actually, I wanted to be a doctor, actually, believe it or not, following the steps of my dad, who... previous listeners maybe know my story. My dad died in a car accident, and he was a doctor, a missionary in Nigeria. But as a teenager, I realized that I had a real gift to play the violin, and felt a calling to go into music. So it was that kind of a point in my life as a teenager that I had to sort of make that decision to let go of the original dream or whatever to be a doctor, to go into music, because I just felt a real calling and I had a gift in that area, and so that's sort of where my path changed direction.
Now, when did you get to that point where you kind of realized that you could actually make money doing this? You know, it went from just being a dream to actually being your vocation.
Well, I honestly wasn't sure if I could make any money at it. You know, it's that whole that phrase, the starving musician. I think it was more a calling than I didn't really go into it to make money. Honestly, it was more that I felt God was calling me to go into it to just express myself musically, and if I could make a living at it, that was great. I mean, I went to University of Toronto and went through performance and education. Had dreams to be a concert violinist. So obviously, I wanted to make a career at this, and but then ended up transitioning into education instead, and then became a music teacher and taught in the classroom for a while. And so I've been able to make a living both teaching and performing But it is hard for musicians and music artists, all artists, to actually make a living at it.
And I think that's something that we all struggle with. But I think one of the joys that we find is that first time that somebody actually gives us money for doing our art. When did that happen for you? When did somebody first actually pay you for doing a concert or something along those natures? And what went through your mind at that point?
Well, I first got money when I was competing in festivals. I won a $50 bursary for winning a local music festival in Nanaimo. So that's when I realized, hey, you know, you could actually make money at this, and it was pretty cool. I was pretty young. I was only like 10 or 11 or so. And then, you know, as a family, my mom and myself and my younger brother, we would do some wedding gigs. And we did quite a few weddings, all our relatives and friends and family, and we started getting paid for that, too. So, you know, from a young age, you know, probably 11, 12, 13, I started realizing, hey, you could make money at just doing this music thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things you did, too, is along the way is you actually put together and produced your first CD. That ended up being a very expensive undertaking, didn't it?
Yeah. It's... to produce your own CD independently is a lot of work and it costs a lot of money. So I think that first CD cost me about $12,000 to $14,000, which I had to finance myself. You know, we put it on a line of credit as a family. We were newly married, my wife and I, and then the second CD came along and we found ourselves, you know, in a little bit of debt, paying off a line of credit. And that's when I started having questions about whether or not really God wanted me to be doing this, you know, for, you know, if I was truly being called by Him to go into music, should I be going into debt if He really was giving me, you know, a ministry to do this? Should I be going into debt over it and be strapped that way?
Mm-hmm. Now, Elizabeth, listening to all this, I mean, you're someone who is a supporter of the arts. What goes through your mind when you start listening to some of the challenges that musicians and artists face, especially on the economic front?
Well, from an economic perspective, musicians have never marketed themselves extremely well, to be honest, because most artists that I know are very humble about the work that they do, and they're very, very focused on music and on the arts, and don't necessarily have that skill set to go out and market themselves and create a solid base around them to be successful. So it's a real challenge for an artist to perform and also make a living at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the two don't necessarily go together.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I really want to explore that whole marketing element of it, because it's a key element of this economic aspect of art, but it's also something that I know a lot of artists struggle with. So let's take a quick break. We're talking to Elizabeth Sharp and Trevor Dick, and we're going to continue to look at their perspective on musicians and the economics of art. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to 2717 from Trevor Dick's CD, Fifth String Boulevard. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor and Flying Bow Music Ministry Board Chair Elizabeth Sharp. Elizabeth, just before I went to break, you were talking about the whole aspect of marketing and artists and how with artists they tend to not have that skill set to market themselves. And I've actually found that as well, even in my own art as a writer. How can artists overcome that kind of challenge?
Well, they really often need outside help. They really need to seek those around them who have the skill and have the ability to go out and whose gifts really are to go out and sell and market something that's of value. And essentially with Flying Bow Music Ministry, that's kind of the way it has gone over the last while. I was approached by the former board chair of Flying Bow Music Ministry and Trevor because I have a skill set that worked with the need and the requirement of that ministry. Mm-hmm. And essentially that was to put some kind of form and purpose around the talents of Trevor. And we moved forward with that and created a set of tenets and created a strategic direction that helped him move away from worrying about all of that and allowed him to concentrate on what it is he wanted to achieve in honoring God with his music and in growing the ministry.
Well, I think you hit something there as well. It's not just a matter of the skill set, but it's also a matter of the timing. I know some writer friends who will actually have to take time out of their writing to spend marketing the books and articles that they've written, and so you end up having to focus on two completely different type of tasks, and frequently you're better at one than the other, and so you end up seeing one get less attention than the other. Trevor, is that something you've seen as you've gone through your music career, that you know, when you've had to worry about the marketing, the booking, the business aspect, that the music itself tends to take a backseat?
Yeah, I mean, it's really true. I mean, I think I've felt that way. I mean, I think you feel handcuffed both financially, but also in terms of just trying to market your music, market yourself, which is hard to do as an artist, right? Honestly, I don't like talking about myself anyway. It's a lot better for somebody else to be doing that on my behalf. But I think a lot of artists, whether they be music artists or painters or writers like yourself or, you know, dancers or whatever the art is, I think feel handcuffed just by all these different things, the business side of it, the financial side of it. And I don't think God wants us to be carrying that sort of burden. I think my dream would be for artists, would be for them to be completely free and unleashed and, you know, just be empowered to just do their art and be free to do their art and focus on that and have a group of people around them that can empower them to just do that. And that's what Flying Bow Ministry is all about. That's what we're trying to achieve with the ministry, and we're really, really excited as we move forward because we have dreams of, you know, this was built around my own ministry, but we're growing and wanting to bring on a family of artists that we can empower and to do international ministry as well as artists.
Yeah, I want to get into some details on that in a couple minutes, but one of the things I want to look at too, Trevor, on all of this is how music has changed, like how the whole marketing of music and marketing of artists has changed. How have you seen, what changes have you seen since you started?
Well, I mean, I haven't really experienced this myself. My whole understanding is that, you know, originally you would need to be signed by a record, you know, get a record deal and that sort of thing. And I mean, but the reality is in our economy today with the music industry and the whole arts industry as a whole, I mean, we're in tough times, and the whole industry has been in a state of collapse. And I think independent artists are really where it's at. It's pretty hard to, you know, especially myself as an instrumental artist to get signed by anybody. So I think that and we're just in this. I don't think the industry themselves even know what to do, really, mm-hmm. in this economy and where we're at right now.
Well, you've had everything. So, you know, you've had the change from the focus on, you know, a record or a CD and getting that out and getting it marketed, getting it into radio stations, into music stores, to now the whole iTunes internet marketing aspect. There's been a change as well, where social media has become a significant part of the promotional and marketing mix. Do artists really get a good grasp, get a good handle on all of this?
Well, I think artists need to learn about those things and learn how to work with those tools the best they can, and have a team of people around them that really know it well. And I mean, I've just had to become technically savvy and learn how to use Facebook and, you know, all these various online sort of resources and Twitter and everything else, just to, you know, just you just have to learn that. It's not easy, and it takes up a lot of time and time away from my art, yeah. And just being creative and producing, you know, more music, you know. So it's a constant. It's a dilemma, really, for me.
Yeah. Elizabeth, is this where you see a team can come in and give some assistance to an artist?
Absolutely. And I think the uniqueness of a ministry and being a registered charity, it actually forces you to examine very, very carefully what you're doing, and making sure that you're doing everything with humility and integrity, making sure that the work that is being produced is with excellence at all levels. We can't function without every piece being excellent. And absolutely, a team behind Trevor right now and other artists as they come along certainly is going to be a huge benefit.
Looking at, I just want to take a quick break again, and I want to look a little bit more in detail on some of this stuff, but we're going to take a quick break and come back with Trevor Dick and Elizabeth Sharp, and again, look at that specifically, how Flying Bow is helping. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Yahweh, the title track from Trevor's latest CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Elizabeth Sharp and Trevor Dick. Trevor, looking at some of the challenges in that you'd go through, if you were faced with somebody talking to you about, you know, wanting to go a same direction, wanting to take their music or their art to a point where they're actually earning a living from them, what would you say to them?
Well, you know, I was reflecting on this yesterday, and I wrote a few things in my journal in my quiet time, and these are some of the things that I was reflecting on. I really believe that artists need to be challenged to produce their art out of a place of absolute submission to God and the leading of His Spirit, Christian artists. I think if you start there, artists will be creating new, fresh art just inspired by God. I think that we need to be unleashed and mobilized to create a new, fresh, innovative art forms, you know, not looking to the culture or to the secular world for our ideas, but to God Himself and His divine revelation. And, you know, I think that's what it means in the Bible when it says, you know, to sing a new song to the Lord. I think that if artists were to just run after God and run after the heart of God and make God their focus and their relationship with God their priority, I think the art that church and out of from Christian artists themselves would just be profound. I think, honestly, that a lot of art in the Christian artists is poor art.
Mm-hmm.
It can be poor, because I think we've watered down art. We've sold out a little bit. I think artists who create art to sell the art and focus on the economics of art are actually selling themselves out. And we're losing sight of the glory of God through that art, and that divine inspiration that we get when we just create art from a real passion and a heart after God. And those are the thoughts I had in my quiet time, and that's really what's driving me as an artist, and that's what's driving us forward as a ministry.
And looking at that, Elizabeth, when you're looking at an artist wanting to focus on their art, does it really help when they have a team around them to take a look at the business end of things for them?
Absolutely. The business end of things, interestingly, the business end of things is also of God. We are amazed on a daily basis how God has breathed into this ministry and has supported every aspect. The right person with the right skill set, the right culture, the right understanding has come along just when we need it every single time. And I agree with Trevor 100%. The purpose of this is to bring God to the people. And because we're doing that, we feel very, very mobilized to do what we need to do to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is not that people will hear Trevor's music. The purpose is that the music will bring God to the people. So I think that's the basis of the success, is every aspect is God-driven.
And I think the challenge is finding the balance between those two.
Absolutely.
Great. Trevor, Elizabeth, thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, it's great to speak with you, Robert, and we really appreciate all you're doing.
Great. And one final thing, Trevor, how can people find out more about you and your music?
Well, Flying Bow Ministries' website is simply flyingbowministry.com.
Great. Thank you, and thanks for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guests, Trevor Dick and Elizabeth Sharp. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter @selaw13, S-E-L-A-W 13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Say Lav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.